Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast, Parking the Bus. I'm Palash. I have my friend Charan with me.
Hey guys.
So with PSG apparently looking into, like, looking, not looking, actually coming into Europa League, let's park the bus. Let's, before PSG and all, let's start with Syria, because that is something, that is actual business that is going on right now. This is business.
Yes.
Syria is business.
So
Juventus defeated Spezia 4-0,
yes.
4-1, and you correctly predicted that Alvaro Morata will be on the score sheet, and I correctly predicted that Cristiano Ronaldo will be back.
Totally did not expect Ronaldo to just come back from his, you know, quarantine or coronavirus thing. It up to the second half and then score two goals.
No, actually, when he did not play that game, you remember Barcelona-Juventus game for which the whole world was waiting. That time, 99% of the world said he'll be back in the next game. He'll be back in the next game, and this is how the world is effed up right now. Like, he won't feature because of the protocols. Okay, I respect that. But he'll be back in the next game, and it happened. He was back in the next game. And
my God, like, I totally did not expect, you know, when I was actually looking at the match live and I was talking to my friend, and he was like, Ronaldo, Ronaldo, Ronaldo. I was like, what can he do? He came 4 minutes, 5 minutes, goal. I'm like, what? And then penalty, obviously. Like, penalty was also scored. But still, that one goal was seriously, totally unexpected. Like, he actually marked his presence when he came back, I think. You know?
And, yeah, actually, Cristiano Ronaldo came back stronger than he went. Like, I don't know how to put this into a sentence, correct sentence, but it was like that.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I agree, I guess.
So, apart from that, AC Milan again won. But yeah, their 50 this season's unbeaten streak run came to an end yesterday.
Yes.
After they lost
Lille,
yes. 3-0 they lost. So, it was quite sad to
watch. I cannot believe that, you know, a team like AC Milan, with the current form it is in, just, you know, kept winning matches and then suddenly lose in the Europa League or something. I'm like, what the hell?
No, it's like sometimes you don't have that type of motivation, or sometimes it's not your day.
Yeah, maybe, but still, even in the previous match where, you know, AC Milan won the match. That match, Zlatan scored a bicycle kick, even though it was not exactly a bicycle, but the goal went in via a bicycle kick. And I was like, actually shocked.
Yeah.
38 years old, and look at him scoring. I was literally telling everyone around me. But, you know, I guess what you said is right. I don't think everyone will have every day as a good day. There will be bad days, I guess.
And if you like, I would like to take example of that Man City who got 100 points in Premier League. Like, they were just next to perfect.
Yes, correct.
Correct. And still they didn't win Champions League.
Yep.
And that too, they lost against an English opposition. That too, Liverpool. And that Liverpool finished fourth.
Oh, I think in the Champions League, they lost with Tottenham.
No. That was the year after.
Oh, okay.
That 100-point thing, Man City lost to Liverpool, who finished fourth. And barely made it to Champions League that season. they made it to Champions League final, but their road was, the biggest hurdle in their road was Man City only. Because then they had to play Roma because of some various obvious reasons, we all know why.
Yes.
So, it's like that only. You can have a bad day but on a bigger stage, you cannot afford to have a bad day. But in like, okay, it's a group match, so I'll say it's fine. Yeah. But yeah, they're still unbeaten in Syria.
Yes, that is actually very surprising.
They have just lost two games this whole year, 2020. So, I think it's not like a blip. Like, Everton, when Everton actually started winning, we all were thinking, oh, wow. But suddenly they started losing. Now they're losing.
Yes. I get they've what lost you're saying, two but, games. You know, with a league like, you know, Syria, if AC Milan really does have a chance to stay on top, I think they should grab the opportunity and stay on top, because the small team, the playing against small teams will matter more, because big teams will lose points. Like right now, Juventus, previous week, they lost points with 1-1 draw with when Ronaldo wasn't there, they lost some team. And like those kind of matches will exist for teams. So that is where I think AC Milan should capitalize if they have to win the season. For in Syria, I'm telling.
Actually, they're a very strong contender to win this Syria.
For the first time, I can't believe I'll be saying that Syria is actually, you know, becoming tougher. You know, when Inter Milan.
It's the most like Syria than Premier League for me. Because Prem, at the end, we all know like stronger teams will like they'll start bullying the kind of like. No disrespect, but Manchester United is not going to finish 15th, or Chelsea is not going to finish 7th, or Arsenal, okay, last season they finished 8th, but it looks like they won't finish 9th.
Yeah, I feel.
And Man City 10th.
Yeah, this season in Premier League, I feel the top 6 will be back to the top 6. But
maybe Leicester here and there, but I don't think so. Leicester will also be
the
like
the problem with Leicester is that they play well so early in the season and then start bottling in the late season, which is like, you know, frustrating
for them. Like last season, they took like I'll say they deserve first spot
with the way they played after the lockdown, yes, but with the way they played before the lockdown, I don't think so. They deserve a little better,
yeah,
but you know,
but yeah, like if you play like that after the lockdown, you deserve a
first spot. Correct.
Now they're second on the league table,
yes,
but yeah, we'll come to that later. But yeah, Inter Milan drew with Parma, that too, after being 2-0 behind, even Perisic's 92nd minute equalizer did the job.
I mean,
so things are not exactly at, I'll say, proper direction in Inter Milan at the moment, because they then went on and lost to the Real Madrid. Okay, it's acceptable, it's Real Madrid, but yeah.
I like actually, you know, when Antonio Conte, when he was announced for the second year, you know, when he was announced that he will not be sacked, and also when the fact that he bought Hakimi, I had really, really, really high expectations for him to, you know, succeed wherever he is performing. But a little undermining, you know, performance in both the Champions League and the Serie A is slightly frustrating for me, because I've always been a huge admirer of, you know, what Antonio Conte has been doing. And it has been bad that they've not exactly found their form.
And this last season, if you remember, he fought with the board and then like some agreement was made that he'll stay.
Yes,
otherwise,
yes,
he would have left much before.
Totally agreed, yes. And yeah, I think, I mean, I hope the Syria, you know, becomes a more of a 4-battle, 5-battle race rather than AC Milan and Juventus fighting it out this season.
Yeah, and anyone but Juventus.
Yes, maybe.
I would also like to mention a special team here, Sassuolo.
Yeah.
So they are second currently in the league table. Last season also they finished 8th. So they are a club to watch out for.
Yeah, I think they, like, you know, when these, you know, underdogs come up, everyone would love to watch it. Especially when it is a league where we are not supporting. So, obviously, Sassuolo is in top, you know, top second place right now. I was literally...
Remember when Atlanta was coming on the top and, like, we all were witnessing
yes,
it. Like,
yes.
Now, I'm not saying it's a top team yet. But the way they have played, and if they consistently do that for 2 or 3 more years... You will fear
yes,
them.
Because they, you know, such a high scoring team is very rare. And when a team just finishes about, you know, few goals below Man City one season, you will know that they are a threat to be considered.
Yeah. Then let's move to La Liga. So in La Liga, Real Madrid defeated USK 4-1. Again, amazing performance from Real Madrid, and Hazard started after like I don't know when.
Yes.
Like I didn't see Hazard starting only from
Yeah,
one
and
time, and he's not sharp. He's not looking still sharp
yeah,
enough.
he's not entirely sharp, but that match actually when Hazard started, I wanted to watch the match, and I think he scored that match if I'm not wrong. So
Yeah,
I
yeah, yeah.
really,
He
really wanted
scored.
to watch it. So I witnessed the goal too. He was pretty sharp, but I think the injuries have gotten to him. And I've actually read somewhere from a reliable source that it seems after every match, Hazard has to get a small, minor surgery in his leg.
Oh.
And like it is not cutting, but it is like you have to get the surgery done after match. I don't know exactly what surgery, but it seems that is what the injury in Real Madrid has gotten him to. So that is why he's not been playing so much matches as he's expected to play. But I think after one point of time, I think the medical staff will also understand the plight of the injury, and they'll make proper arrangements. And I think we will see Hazard a little more than at least how much we saw him last season.
I guess I want to actually, not going to lie, I want to see more of Hazard, but yeah, Hazard also started against Inter Milan actually, but like he's not the Hazard which we remember.
Exactly. Totally, totally agreed.
But anyways, it is what it is. We can't help it. Benzema doing his usual business.
Obviously.
Now, Atletico Madrid defeated Osasuna. Now, nothing is so shocking about this match apart from the fact that if you notice something, João Felix has slowly started to become like a goal scorer. Like he in the more goal scoring thing he like he's doing.
Yeah, and I actually expected Felix to go down the line in Atletico Madrid with Costa and Suarez in the team. So when I
Yeah.
see Felix in the score sheet, I was actually surprised, actually how that such a young player is actually beating spots of two very, very experienced players, and also scoring goals and coming to clutches when Atletico Madrid needs them. So yeah, I totally get what you're saying, I guess.
Like he's taking the command, he's taking penalties, and it is a team which has quite an experienced front line, at least like with Luis Suarez, let's
Diego
say
Costa.
Diego Yota, Diego Costa, not Yota, he's from Liverpool, sorry. But yeah, it is quite experienced lineup, so it's quite unusual to see these kind of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, now let's move to Barcelona's game. Again, a very, very, very disappointing performance. Like 80% possession they
Yes.
had. And one
And
goal. 25
that too
shots.
After the red card of Alaves.
I don't know how that goal also came, but like it just came. Now, as a Barcelona
Yes.
fan, it hurts. Really, really, it hurts. Like you can't just say, Barcelona will win. Like you don't know. Like they're not a team which is like in elevation.
Yes,
you're getting
and
what I mean?
like it's there's this stat which I saw. It seems that it is Barcelona's all-time low. Like in the season starting, Barcelona have never been this low. It seems.
Yeah,
and
they are, I guess, on 12th
yes, and
in La Liga.
I actually
so
right now feel with Bartomeu resigning or resigned, I would feel the problem was not with Valverde. It was with Bartomeu. So I feel Valverde was actually a very good manager for y'all. He was actually winning at least the La Liga for y'all.
Yeah, I would
So,
agree. I would agree.
I guess the management was the problem of Bartomeu. So I think, I don't know. You definitely, I don't know if Ronald
also,
Koeman is saying.
I personally am not a big Ronald
Agreed.
Koeman
I get
fan.
It. I get it.
Because
Not proven anything,
I don't
right?
know
Like
why,
he's
but
not pro he before the managerial acceptance
Dutch
job,
job.
he told that he will play players at their position which they are supposed to play. And I think I've been seeing Frankie De Jong playing a little more of the centre-back position for the last two matches.
Yeah. Last two matches, he played centre-back as a centre-back.
Longley is sitting down. I mean, benched for some reason. I'm like, what? No, this is not how it should supposed to work. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm not... Let's see how that works out. I guess we should not mention Bundesliga here because the usual business is going on.
Bayern Munich. That's all is Bundesliga right now.
Yeah. Haaland and Bayern Munich, and Haaland doing his... he's just our age. So it's like so exciting to watch. Like, he has achieved so much, to be honest.
Totally. Like, I didn't expect so much of goals from Haaland so early on in the season, actually.
Yeah. Like, some people said that he might be a one-season wonder. And did you see his interview yesterday?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Actually, yes, I didn't see the interview. And it was... And you know, when people joke about Haaland being a robo, I think he's just making their point.
No, actually, in his yesterday's interview, he answered more than one word. Like, it was two words. His answers were two words. So, in the end, the interview got so weird. Like, a reporter asked him, are you going to sleep alone? You are not taking your girlfriend with you. Now, it's like a little bit of a backstory in this. Haaland actually told that he considers his match balls, like with the match balls which you get after scoring a hat trick as his girlfriend's. So, interviewer asked that, but it got so weird that I guess Haaland also did not understand what he meant.
Sometimes interviewers decide to ask very cringe questions.
But if you should listen to Haaland's reply also.
It's
so hilarious. Hilarious. So, now moving to our Premier League. Wolves defeated Crystal Palace 2-0. Nothing so shocking in this.
I slightly feel last season Wolves were slightly a dip from the previous season. But I think this season Wolves are actually coming back to who they were supposed to be feared to. So I think Wolves are a definite upgrade to who they were last season.
For me, Wolves, I have to see against Big Six. Like how they perform against Big Six. They just have faced... one of the Big Six squad, that is Man City, in the match where they lost 3-1. So, we actually do not know how this Wolves will turn out against a bigger Big Six opposition. Not bigger, like Man City is a good, very good squad. But yeah. So, now, when I said Man City also did their usual business by defeating 1-0. Like now, but it's shocking.
Yes, like Man City used to be a team where it, you know, runs riot over teams.
Like 5-0, to at least you used to say, oh, Man City, okay, 5-0, okay, huh, at least 5-0. Now, their fullback is scoring one goal, and which is the goal that is being the difference between the two sides. The most exciting thing here was Man City keeping a clean sheet, which their defense actually struggled a lot last season. And it's not just Man City, it's many of Premier League sides. I would like to say the best defense in Premier League at this point of time is Arsenal.
Yes, actually, they're very, very, you know, structured and organized.
Also, Arteta loves to play a back three.
Yes, and also, so I never expected Gabriel Magalhaes to have such an impact in Arsenal. You know, I always felt it was an okay signing. You know, they signed, I thought, you know, the name is not well-known name, so he'll just be another signing for Arsenal. But I never expected him to come to, like, you know, good terms and with the entire squad and, you know, play so well in the squad.
Actually, he is a very, very good centre-back. I knew him like before it joining Arsenal only, and it, also they signed Partey. Mm. So that those two signings actually are a difference. So now, but yeah, in case of Arsenal, if you say this, I should also mention Mendy from Chelsea.
Yes, I agree.
I guess the only goal he has conceded till now was Lamela's goal in Carabao Cup.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yes, yes.
Apart from that, he conceded
any other goal. Yes. The
so it's like I guess he equaled Petr
yes,
Cech some record
Petr
also.
Cech was the only other keeper in Chelsea to, you know, have such a high amount of clean sheets in the starting few games. And Petr Cech also was signed from Rennes.
Like,
so it was actually a very lucky thing when Mendy signed for us. And I don't want to jinx it by saying, you know, he'll do more and all. It will. I'm just hoping that he continues the same form. That's all. Because we do have tough matchups ahead.
Also, your defense is also not leaking goals. Like, okay, how much a goalkeeper can
actually
do?
Correct. And I feel that the addition of Thiago Silva is the most important thing in Chelsea right now, rather than Timo Werner or Kai Havertz or Hakim Ziyech. Because he really, really, in the during the Manchester United game, I feel if any other defense would have stood, it, we would have considered definitely 2-3 goals with Mendy in goal too. But Thiago Silva kept everyone, every strike, Rashford in check, kept Cavani in check. And, you know, that is the experience. I think every player, you know, he's one of the best defenders like right now. And, you know, I'm really, really happy that he came to Chelsea. So, yeah.
Also, he's making no disrespect to Kurt Zouma, but I personally think that Zouma, like, seriously, he's not a top six defender, but he's making Kurt Zouma look
agreed.
Good.
I feel it is like, you know, the Thiago Silva Zouma is like you know, Ramos Varane relationship, because without one, the other will not perform. So,
but yeah, we have to wait and see, because it's
exactly.
Like, remember when Bruno came in, like maybe Kepa improves, or
yeah, but he's in a show, he has a shoulder injury right now. So, if he plays any more matches, even in the Champions League or, you know, anywhere in the other cups, we'll see.
apart from that, in Prem, we saw Liverpool defeating
surprise
that. Gave a birth to a new debate. I would like to ask you the same debatable question: Yota or Firmino?
I feel right now Yota. Listen to me right now.
If you were Klopp, you will start Yota or Firmino against Manchester.
Oh, I would start Firmino. I'll tell you all the reasons. Right now, I feel Yota is better than Firmino, because Yota is selfish for goals, which I strongly feel Firmino is not, being a striker. So when you do not have the intent to score other, like without the other two around you, then I don't feel you're a complete striker. Without Mane or Salah, I don't think Firmino is a great striker. But Jota, came, he showed why he, like, you know, he was an image Premier League proven player, but still he kept scoring and he came to Liverpool's help when Liverpool needed him. So I think with Man City, I will start Firmino because of the chemistry of the front three. Because you don't have to, you're already without Van Dijk and without, I think, Matip, the chemistry of the team would have gone down like so much. But I feel starting a new player right now would not be in proper sense for Liverpool. Or they could actually play both of them by playing a 4-2-3-1, actually.
What I personally feel is Yota won't start over Thiago or let's say Henderson or let's say Fabinho. Fabinho's injured, I heard. So let's say Wijnaldum also deserves a start over Yota at this point of time. But Firmino, that the defensive work he does for that. Its purpose itself, I will start Firmino against Liverpool. City. But in future, if Firmino does not show the character, like whenever your team needs a goal, if he does not score, then what's the use of him doing all those defensive work. So we'll move forward to Aston Villa versus Southampton game.
Yeah. Actually, I can't believe that game. You know, those the teams which are not considered as big teams last season are actually showing us why the Premier League is Premier League. Because, I mean, 3-0 up Southampton and then Aston Villa, who actually last season were actually
4-0 up, not 3-0 up, 4-0 up.
You know, and this season when you ask everyone, they told Aston Villa is getting relegated because they barely survived last season. And this season, when they're actually, you know, beating Liverpool and just, you know, losing to the team like Southampton just by a little. And my God, what a player Grealish is. Like, Grealish should definitely, I feel, come to a bigger team, actually. Because, I mean, if Aston Villa becomes a bigger team like this, then I'm not the one to talk. But a team like probably even Liverpool, or forget the Premier League. You don't have to even look at the Premier League. You go to teams like, you know, probably Real Madrid, Barcelona. Barcelona actually mainly, who actually are playing with Sergio Busquets, can actually make good use of Jack Grealish.
Yes, I would agree. But Barcelona already has Pedri and like many options in the midfield at this point of time.
Right now, but you know, I'm just telling that there's a probability that, you know, this could actually happen and Grealish can actually come to clutch when the team needs him to.
I think so. Grealish won't move abroad also. Yeah. He will stay in Prem only. Maybe Man United. And
yeah, Peter. I feel Man United hopefully getting Grealish.
Okay, yeah. But apart from that, if you see, James Ward-Prowse, what a man. Like, two
free kicks.
He goes two free kicks, amazing free kicks. Not just free kicks, amazing free kicks. Then Newcastle defeated Everton. As I told, we all thought Everton is like can make it big this season on this and that. And from they haven't won from like last three games.
The Bournemouth duo is still haunting Everton from last season because Wilson and Fraser are running riot in the Premier League right now. And Newcastle are making very, very, very good use of them.
Yeah, actually, yes. I would agree. But yeah, in some stages, yes. In some stages, no. Then Manchester United defeated lost to Arsenal.
By a penalty.
That was,
I told you. Yeah. I told you Arsenal are winning this match.
Personally, I felt that both of the teams played SHITE for me. Only one or two players stood out. That one of them was Gabriel. One of them, like 80-90% Thomas Partey. He has to settle in.
Elneny played really well for Arsenal, I thought.
Elneny. For Manchester United, also some of the people played quite well, like Lindelof and Maguire were not that a bad duo. But yeah, like somehow Arsenal got that goal and it is what it is. Whenever you have a bad day also, you can, if you win that game, it's what...
I can't believe you like lost to Arsenal by a penalty goal. Like, man, I couldn't believe this. And Aubameyang obviously came back and scored, I guess. So that was actually a very... When you tell the prediction points, I would literally wait because this is something which I perfectly predicted, I guess.
So then the headline which I was waiting for, I never hoped that headline will ever make again. That was Gareth Bale scores a winner for Tottenham.
And what a clean goal. Like the experience of the player and, you know, he just scores the header as if it's nothing. Usually players, you know, have to run from 4 kilometers to give the header the necessary speed inside the goal. He just stood there and directed the ball to the goal. That is all what Gareth Bale did. And what a... Like, I personally have always been a fan of Gareth Bale. So, as a Tottenham fan, you know, how do you feel?
Amazing. Like, it was the headline which we were waiting for. Like, the next morning, the first headline was like, everyone was like, this is what we wanted. Gareth Bale scores a winner for Tottenham with Harry Kane and him in the
Oh my
same pick.
God. Yeah. I get your feeling, I guess.
Leicester City defeated Leeds United and Fulham defeated
Yes.
West Brom. So, relegation teams quite, they need to look in
Yes.
themselves. And Leeds United have lost in their
Yes.
past three games. So, I guess they attacking wise,
Yeah,
they are okay,
actually,
but they have to sort out their
Sheffield
defense.
may go down unless they win the next match. You know, I feel their comeback strong next match because they always perform against Chelsea and they. That is what.
Who? Sheffield
Huh?
United. Are we talking about Sheffield United?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, bro.
Ah, yes,
Yes,
Tintin.
we are talking about Sheffield, but you know, I feel they are for me this season's worst performers. They have not won a single match till now. And
even Burnley hasn't won a single match.
But you know, Burnley. They've been in the Premier League.
What do you mean by Burnley and
No,
Burnley?
Burnley have been in the Premier League for more than, you know, at least Sheffield, at least. For at least 3-4 years, I think Burnley has been around. So they managed to somehow stay.
The thing with Burnley must be Burnley knows how to survive.
Oh my God. Yes, probably. But if three new teams go down this season and Fulham, West Brom and Leeds make it this time, that would be actually a very big surprise, which I don't think will happen. But I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, Fulham, West Brom, Sheffield and Burnley at the point are going down along with Brighton and Manchester United in the contention.
Yes, maybe.
So, we'll see. West Ham
Yes.
also. Special mention. Don't forget them. David Moyes. So, yeah. Now, let's move to like quick of Champions League.
Yes.
We'll just talk about
Yes.
the big matches. So, some good big matches happened this weekend. Not weekend, actually. Between
yes.
the weekdays. So, one of them was that stood out for me was Liverpool defeating Atlanta
my God.
5-0. And that was the match where the Firmino-Jota debate
Yes.
actually
Yes.
started. And Real Madrid defeating Inter Milan
Yes.
3-2. They took 2-0 lead. Then they bottled 2-0 lead. It was like 2-2. Then Real Madrid, because of they are Real Madrid, they have that experience. That experience helped them to get
Yeah,
this
correct.
win
And
for me.
I feel
Yes.
Real Madrid will not be Real Madrid without Sergio Ramos because he's actually been helping them for a pretty long time right now. And I feel without him, Real Madrid.
Even I feel Sergio Ramos is a bigger legend than Cristiano
Yeah,
Ronaldo.
I feel the same way because.
Like, it can be a debatable issue, but personally, my views are he's a bigger legend than Cristiano for Real
Yes,
Madrid.
I think in this part, I have to agree with you. Even though, you know, I'm not a Ronaldo hater, I'm not a Messi hater, but I'm just telling, you know, Ronaldo has been scoring goals when he's needed to, but that is his job. But Ramos is also not conceding when he's not needed to. So, and he's also right now scoring the highest scoring defender of all time, Sergio Ramos. So,
imagine in Real Madrid, Hazard might take 3 or 4 years to reach 100 goals. Then he can be considered as a normal Real Madrid legend.
Yes.
Now, as a defender, Sergio Ramos has scored that
Yes.
much. Like, defender and add to that
Yes.
level. Like, the pressure of Real Madrid is unreal. Like, me and you cannot imagine what, like, the kind of pressure they must be going
I
through.
I agree.
So, yeah, for me, he's one of the world's best. Van Dijk versus Ramos is not even a debate
not a
for me. Bayern Munich did what Bayern
Yes,
Munich does.
obviously. And
Apart from
who else?
Atletico
Who
draw
else
drew
but
to
Haaland?
yeah, Haaland doing his
Yes.
Haaland things. Yesterday, it was amazing performance by him. Chelsea won 3-0.
Yes. I feel Ren were actually robbed one goal because not robbed one goal, but I feel the refereeing in the match was actually very bad. Even though I'm a Chelsea fan, the decisions were for me. I feel the red card was totally unnecessary, and VAR is spoiling football. VAR is totally spoiling football.
It was quite a good game for me.
And they actually put up a very good fight. The only thing I'm afraid right now is we have two away games in Champions League right now. So Sevilla away is not a very easy thing to do. And right now, if Ren showed so much of character
passion.
So I feel that would be, even though people just tell it's an easy group, I feel you must never underestimate these kind of teams.
Yeah, you cannot underestimate, but the problem with these kind of teams like Rennes is they can win against you on their day.
Yeah.
But they'll go out and lose to another small team like another day.
Yeah, I get it.
So yeah, it is something that these teams like, that's what the bridge between the bigger team and a smaller team is. Like, if Chelsea would have lost first three games, like Inter Milan has lost three, I guess, how many games? Wait a sec. Inter Milan's group. Actually, that group is full.
Inter Milan has,
like,
lost. Inter Milan has lost only one game. Drew two games, though. They have not won it.
Yeah, they haven't won. They haven't won in the first three games. But still, if you ask me at this point of time, I will say Inter Milan can make it to the semi, stage. After group stage. So, because they know, the manager knows how to push a team to the limits. Also, one more thing I would like to ask you. Should Ole be sacked?
For me, no. Definitely not. I feel it is time for Manu to actually... the problem is actually with Manu more than Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, because he has done literally everything. And when you do not back the manager... But meaning you bought Cavani, you bought the players who he did not ask for. He only asked for probably two players, who is Jadon Sancho and probably one more player. And you don't have to bring them in. So...
For me, if I was a Manchester United fan, I will say, for what purpose he's here?
Yeah.
Like, are you... When you play against this Manchester United, and Manchester United, I'm talking about that, like comparing this to the Manchester United that we know. Like even Mourinho's Manchester United, when you used to play, you used to be scared that what will Mourinho bring to the table? You don't know what can he bring. But with Ole Gunnar, against a big six opposition, you know he's going to bring on a counter-attacking football. And against another thing, he is going to bring on Bruno, who is going to bring on a penalty, and this is how they'll escape. But as a neutral fan, I would love to see Manchester United winning their next game so that he survives. The problem with Ole is he's not that bad. Like, if you sack Ole at this point of time, debate will be asked. Like, what is Manchester United board doing? Because
and actually,
you
it
just
seems that
keep on sacking managers after managers.
That, already, Manu are considering new options, and Pochettino is in the number one position to, replace Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah, Pochettino is the front runner.
Yes.
But yeah, if they say sack Ole, even Pochettino will ask, like, you just gave him 1.5 years and you didn't give him the players he wanted.
No, but I feel
actually,
Pochettino
I
would
know.
Actually do well in Manu, because in Tottenham, he was not back.
That's what I do not want.
I mean, yes, obviously, anyone does not want, but, Pochettino is known to survive, like, with a random team. Like, you don't have to even support him, and he'll just survive with the team you give him to. So,
yes, he filled out with this team during his last few months, but apart from that, he was quite world class.
Yes,
I get it.
And with Lamela scoring against Ajax, that is what Pochettino is capable of. So you just have to literally. If Pochettino comes, there will be a team that you should actually fear.
Yes, that's what I'm scared of, and that's why I want Ole to win against Everton side.
Yes.
Like, somehow win their next two games. They should win their next two games somehow.
Okay.
Okay, and yes, one more thing. PSG are going out what is PSG doing?
When a team loses 5-0 to Man U and then wins the next match 2-1 against PSG, I cannot believe what is happening. But without they can only blame without Neymar, without Mbappe. But you know what is there?
They had their six players injured, first team players out injured, and two players got red carded.
No, I cannot, like, see, I get it when you're injured, your thing, everything is done, okay. But I'm not saying RB Leipzig is a small team. But when they lose 5-0 to Man U last match, I feel they are sort of losing their form. But if PSG do not have the squad depth after spending, what, 330 million for the front three, I cannot tell anything, because PSG should actually come to get the senses a little more, because they are a big team. They should be considered as a big team.
They should, like, dominate football, yes. I will say. Like, Moise Keane, he did not start for Everton. I didn't see him starting any game.
Mm.
In the Prem, even against Norwich and all. But he started because they didn't have
options. Actually, to be honest, Moise Keane is playing very well. But with the squad... with Navas in keeping and Marquinhos, Herrera, Di Maria, I mean, they're not bad players, okay? And when teams are surviving with a single one, like, there are a few teams which survive due to a single person. And when your team solely depends on a single person, I can't believe PSG is being one of those teams.
Seriously, like, it's so... I'll say, as a PSG fan, the guy must be frustrated.
Yeah, I have to agree.
So, let's move forward. We'll see what happens with PSG's case. Yes. We'll cover that too. Let's move forward to another interesting game that happened. Like, it was one of a very own game. That was US elections. No, I'm just joking. If you want, we can share the scoreline next week. No early predictions, because one of us... apparently might have some issues in future. So, yeah, okay. So, we'll do this week's prediction. So, let's start with Prem. Man City against Liverpool.
Draw. 1-1 draw. Yes.
Draw. 1-1 draw. No. I'm expecting firecrackers. Because... Liverpool's defense is not sorted at this point of time. And Man City, the only team which Man City might hate this time, apart from Man U, but like, I don't understand this rivalry. Like, every 1 month or 2 months, Sterling and Bruno, like, these people, Rashford, they tweet, City United. Like, I will never see Arsenal... Like, even if Harry Kane does charity, like, if he wins Nobel Prize, Arsenal,
no, I feel
that, like,
with
that.
What with Rashford, but, with Rashford there, I think you have to appreciate him, because he's been doing a great job.
No, not just Rashford. Anything that happens in Manchester, they tweet a City United.
That is there, but you know, I feel.
This was Sterling's tweet, not Rashford's tweet.
The Man U Man City rivalry has only become equal for the past couple of years, for the past 4 or 5 years, maybe. It was only Man U for the past last decade. So I feel the Chelsea Man U rivalries itself are bigger than the Man City Man U rivalry. I feel, personally, in my opinion, but since Man City is becoming a bigger team. I feel their rivalry will be talked about more than us. But, you know...
Their rivalry against Liverpool.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
If the fixture comes out, the first thing I check is obviously Spurs matches. Whom are we going to play when win match? Then I check when is this match. Because it promises a lot of firecrackers. And this time I'm pretty sure it will be a 3-2 win for Man City.
I forgot
your prediction.
In the score sheet, I guess. I'll be putting... even though this is very... I'll put actually Kevin De Bruyne and... I'll go with Salah in the score sheet.
Okay,
All right.
I'll go with Mane and
All right, very, very,
Raheem
very,
Sterling
very
on the
fair
score
prediction,
sheet.
actually.
Both of us
Yes.
have predicted big players only. Like, one of them
Definitely.
is going to score, I'm pretty sure. Like, so another big match is
Yes.
Atlanta against Inter
I
Milan.
feel Atlanta are winning this. I know this is very strange, but I feel Atlanta is winning this.
Okay.
I feel 3-1 to Atlanta, maybe. And Ilicic and Lukaku on the score sheet.
For me, Inter Milan is going to win because Inter Milan has suffered quite a few, and Antonio Conte for a manager is not that kind
I
of
get it.
manager who just keeps on losing.
Mm.
He'll eventually find his way to win. So, and that might start against Inter Milan. So, 2-0 to Atlanta. It's Atlanta. So, 3-2 to Inter Milan. 3-1. Okay, 3-1 to Inter Milan from my side. Not true. So, with Lukaku, obviously. Alongside Lukaku, I'll say maybe
All right.
Alexis Sanchez
Fair.
On the score sheet. So, like, times have changed. Now, Alexis Sanchez can come on the score sheet. And I think so. We should also predict one Bundesliga game, that is Dortmund
okay.
against Bayern Munich.
Okay, wow.
Top two, let the top two sort
okay.
out the
I'm going.
title race.
Okay, I'll be against you this time. So I'm going for Dortmund victory. Yes, I'm going for a Dortmund victory. Whatever, I don't care what happens.
Wow.
Just doing it. 3-1 Dortmund with Serge Gnabry and Erling Haaland on the score sheet.
I'm going for a 4-1 Bayern Munich victory. Actually, I wanted to say 5-0, but then I remembered that
yes.
Dortmund's attack is
I mean,
not
let's
that
see.
Bad.
I really, I knew you
so
would, you know,
score
go
one
for
goal.
Bayern Munich, but so I just wanted to go against you. You know, let's see what happens. I'm feeling confident.
So, okay, for Bayern
okay.
Munich, we all know
okay.
who's going to score. I don't have to mention his name.
All right.
Apart
all
from
right.
that, Erling Haaland.
Yes.
Might not disappoint.
Yes.
He should not disappoint. Said, I guess it's time to wrap
yes.
up today's episode. So, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Shiv Charan.
Thank you. Bye.
Peace out and bye-bye.